Kurt Huber, who was national conservative-minded, was one of the few German university lecturers openly rejecting National Socialist educational policy and calling for academic freedom. Together with his wife and two young children, he resided in Gräfelfing near Munich. Huber held degrees in music science and psychology, as well as a PhD in philosophy and psychology. In the course of a nationwide political and anti-Semitic cleansing, approximately half of the faculty at Munich University was replaced by 1939. Professor Kurt Huber was denied full professorship. His rivals, National Socialist hardliners, took over all chairs inside the philosophy department. On April 1, 1940, only after his application for NSDAP membership, did Kurt Huber rise to state employee status and was appointed associate professor. His salary doubled.
Professor Kurt Huber was very popular among students. His lectures were attended by students of all faculties. In his lectures, Huber dared to repeatedly include regime-critical remarks, masterfully embedded in his rhetoric. By reading extensively on the political ideas of freedom of opinion by the great Jewish philosopher Baruch Spinoza, he openly opposed the anti-Semitic attitude of his colleagues. He used his lecture entitled Leibniz, the German and European, held in November 1942, to contrast Leibniz's liberal state concept with National Socialist policy. In June 1942, at a private reading circle, Kurt Huber became acquainted with Hans Scholl. In a political discussion during the course of that evening, he openly demanded, "Something has to be done today." Hans Scholl's interest awakened, and he started looking for further contact. From now on, he would attend Huber's lectures in the company of his sister Sophie and friends. In July 1942, Hans Scholl and Alexander Schmorell sent copies of the first two leaflets of the White Rose to Professor Kurt Huber, among others. At the end of December 1942, they identified themselves as authors. At the time, Huber still warned them of this kind of dangerous activity. Furthermore, he questioned the political impact of leaflet campaigns. He finally decided to collaborate and primarily drafted the sixth leaflet.
Kurt Huber's defense paper, written while being kept in Munich's Stadelheim prison, is an important document of the German resistance. In it, he outspokenly denounces the National Socialist terror regime. In 1946, Karl Orff dedicated his play, Die Bernauerin, ein bayerisches Stück, to Kurt Huber. Both men, being composers, musicologists as well as music instructors, shared an interest for German folk music.